Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. John chapter 8 and verse 12. Jesus spoke to the people once more and said, "I am the light of the world. If you follow me, you won't have to walk in darkness, because you will have the light that leads to life." Jesus spoke these words during the Festival of Tabernacles, which was a seven-day holiday at the end of the harvest. It was the most elaborate harvest festival and was one of three pilgrimage festivals, so Jerusalem would have been heaving with people. On the first evening of the festival, there was a ceremony called the Illumination of the Temple, and this took place in the Court of the Women. Four great candelabra were placed in the centre of the court, and when darkness came, they were lit. It is said that the light from them was so great that every courtyard in the city was illuminated by their brilliance. What an amazing sight that must have been. This was a powerful backdrop to Jesus' claim that he himself was the light of the world. In the Old Testament, time and again, God is identified as being light, and there's no doubt that in this bold statement, Jesus was claiming to be the Son of God. The great candelabra were no doubt impressive, but however amazing a candle might be, there comes a time when it runs out. Jesus offers himself as the light that will never go out. Whatever difficulties and challenges we face, he will continue to shine his light. All that is needed is for us to follow him and ensure that we keep our eyes fixed upon him, because the truth is that the darkness is never far away. At any moment, if we head out into the dark, we're likely to stumble and fall. I've had very little experience of darkness in this country, but when I lived in a village in India, I often experienced deep darkness. Throughout the year, it was dark at about 6 o'clock in the evening, and the Indian family with whom I lived very rarely ventured out after that time. They knew it was far too dangerous. However, from time to time, I needed to go out after dark, and I well remember running across our compound, fearful of the snakes and huge country rats that were lurking all around. It was very scary. It was also very different in the daylight, when I could walk around with confidence. That's exactly what Jesus offers to us. We don't need to fear the darkness when we allow his light to shine in our lives. So let me ask you a question. In what specific ways are you conscious of the need for Jesus' light in your life? Now let me pray with you. Lord Jesus Christ, light of the world, help us to follow you more and more closely each day. Amen. Thanks for listening. I'd love you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. And if you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and some great articles as well, please visit premier.org.uk/Voice of Hope. God bless you. Hope you have a great day today.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.